Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
The whole Watson thing has come up again. And Aaron, I got to tell you, I've gotten kind of cynical about this because every time it's come up, nothing has happened. And I almost feel like this is the same thing again. It's come up. And this time, I don't know, Aaron, man, I keep feeling like it's coming all from the Houston side, that they're trying to stir this thing up, not so much on the Miami side.
Right.
So walk me through all this. What do you know? Because McClain is as respected as it gets in our business, obviously. And when he throws it out there, you kind of wonder, okay, wait a minute, he's not making stuff up. So this throws me for a loop here. So walk us through all of this.
Right. Yeah. I'm only going to comment on reporting, not any respect to everyone and their reporting, but yeah, I'll tell you what I believe, what I know, and leave it to that, if that's all right with you. What I can tell you is no trade is imminent. They continue to hold trade discussions. They are more optimistic now than they were before. That still doesn't mean that a deal will be struck. And it's very complicated, as we've outlined many times, because of his unresolved legal situation. I'm not even referring to the lawsuits. I'm referring to the presence of 10 criminal complaints that are still being investigated by the Houston Police Department, including 8 litigants in 22 civil lawsuits, 2 non-complainants, two non-litigants among the complainants. So 2 of the 10 are not suing Deshaun Watson for alleged sexual harassment and or sexual assault. And because the grand jury that's been impaneled hasn't heard the case yet, this hasn't come before them. What I expect now is that the November 2nd trade deadline will come and go without any word from the Harris County District Attorney's Office and their human trafficking division. That's who handles sex crimes, alleged sex crimes. So because you don't have that closure, the Miami Dolphins or any other team, you are flying blind because you don't know when he'll become available. So you're hoping that everything will go fine with legal. But when even his own attorney, Rusty Harden, couldn't tell you what's exactly going to happen, other than, you know, they feel like, you know, they have refuted the allegations, said that he's not guilty of any crime. He has not been charged with a crime. It creates a major uncertainty. And I would just say this, it does affect trade negotiations. How could it not? So what you have here, Big O, is a situation of the Texans, as motivated as you could be to move on while not sacrificing. Sorry for the I've been traveling a lot and I'm gonna look cold. While not sacrificing the value of a potential franchise-altering move with such a dynamic talent, the Dolphins, seemingly in desperation mode at 1-5, the Texans leaning into their rebuild and, you know, basically, you know, doing nothing where you would say a team that say, hey, we're going to contend this year. No, they cut one of their leading pass rushers, Whitney Merciless, in franchise history, when they already owed him the money, just simply to make room for younger players to get on the field more because he was taking up some of those snaps. They're not trying to push for anything right now. They just want to position themselves for the future. The Dolphins, I believe that, you know, when you do things, things come out. When you don't have a deal, you always have to wonder about the agenda. And here's the agenda. You want the Dolphins to give and give until it hurts. Right. And make sure that the trade is right where you want it. So now that they've said, hey, we're optimistic through sources, you can, you know, probably you've been doing this long enough, you can ascertain how that happens. Then you have pressure on the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, Brian Flores, and we're going to see who blinks. And it's a game of brinkmanship. You're heading right down to the deadline. I'll tell you something. Why does this deal have to happen now? Well,
exactly.
it changes things for the Dolphins. You know, it shows, hey, we're trying to do something. It won't salvage their season. And I believe, despite what many have said, the NFL would have put him on the exempt list if the Texans had attempted to play him or if he'd wanted to play, which he didn't. I think that jeopardy of him being shut down, regardless of whether he's not indicted or, you know, if he's indicted, obviously he would go automatically on the exempt. That's the rule. But if he is not charged, I could still see the NFL be like, wait a minute, for public relations. They could try to shut him down. You could try to fight it. I don't know if you'd have any success at all. It's all up to Roger Goodell, what he feels like doing.
The NFLPA will have something to say about that also, Aaron.
They don't have any power to go.
Oh, really?
Okay. You think it's a strong union that has a lot of flex?
No, it's not baseball. No.
I'm talking about reality, not what people might try and what they say and all those things. I'm just talking about what could happen. So if he gets shut down, and then you're looking at when the case gets settled. The lawsuits is not immaterial, but that's more public relations. It's about the criminal case, and that hasn't gone away. If he somehow avoids an indictment, that's possible because there's no audio, video, or DNA evidence that we've heard about. He said it's a very serious case, very serious allegations, and I take those allegations very seriously. As someone that, you know, I've had some things, you know, I've said before, taken out of context, and I've had situations come up like with that, with this story. It's a very thorny, difficult, and complex and serious story. Oh, what I would say is it may not happen. There's a possibility that, as you know, you alluded to, we have another false start.
Right.
I would just say, as motivated as everyone is, the deal's got to be just right. And then you have the Tua Tagovailoa situation. And no one, including the Texans, seems to want him to make him their guy. So what's the exit strategy? How do you unload Tua? And if you're the Texans, you know, and I've heard about this, that there could be another deal because they're going to look to use some of this capital, not just draft. So, and that's a developing situation, kind of a wish situation that may or may not develop. That said, and I can't say more about that one right now because I need to do more reporting on it. It's very complicated, and it wouldn't surprise me either way if it happened, doesn't happen. I think it's like a 50-50 situation right now, Bigo. And, you know, as motivated as everyone is, I think everybody has to be very realistic that there's a lot of things that don't make this a normal trade situation. If he was simply just the player wants to be traded and he loves Miami and he loves to hang out in the Miami, you know, in Wynwood and all those things and vacation there and has friends on the team like Christian Wilkins, former Clemson teammate, then sure, but it's not that simple. And football is not the most important thing here. The perspective has to be, this is a legal matter. This is a very serious legal matter, and that can't be ignored. And if that's pushed aside, the cart's put before the horse about, well, I can't wait to have him on the football field, well, then you lose sight of the big picture. The big picture is you have to take care of one step to get to another, and then eventually he can wear another team's uniform, which is his wish. I actually saw Deshaun yesterday. Nodded my hello, and I was there at the Texans facility there to get my COVID test so I can cover practice and press conferences. And, you know, he is there every day working out, training with the strength coach, and doing what's required and waiting for that day when he can be free and play for another team.
John, I've been at this for 31 years. You've been at this. How long is it now for you?
20 years now.
Okay, so you're at the cynical stage already because we've been lied to by all kinds of people right. In sports. So you're already there. Yeah, because when you meet these newbies, like, you know, they're only been in the business 2 or 3 years, they haven't been railroaded enough to really understand what the hell this business is all about. And I just get the feeling that I don't think other teams are trying to trade for him. Mm-hmm. I think they inquired last year in the offseason when it initially began. And then throughout the year, maybe Houston has made a call to kind of find out. I get the feeling that Houston, this is all desperation from Houston more than anything else. Because you noticed McLean, who is as respected in our business as it comes, but he's not telling you that it's going to happen. So I kind of get the feeling that he's doing a favor to the organization. Like, hey, talks out there, all that kind of stuff. They're trying to get something done, but they're not saying that it's going to get done. So I get a feeling that Houston's so desperate that they don't know what's coming. So if he's found guilty, they have no leverage in the offseason. If he's found innocent, they can obviously put him up for the highest bidder, and there'll be several teams trading for him. But I don't think anybody in the NFL within their right minds is going to trade for a guy that's there's still a chance that he could be found guilty. So how do you view all of this? Because I just common sense tells me it makes no sense to trade for him right now.
You know, one of the things that you've been around this as long as I have, I worked with an NFL team for a decade. I know how this works when it comes to the people closest to the team. The team is going to give information that they want put out there. I mean, if you just follow the tea leaves and listen to this Adam Schefter story when all the John Gruden stuff came out, you realize a lot of times these beat writers and reporters are a lot closer to the team, and they're protecting the team a hell of a lot more than putting out. And don't get me wrong, John McClain is, you talk about respected. There's not a guy around the NFL that might be more respected than him. But I guarantee there's somebody in that Houston organization that said, wait a second, this Deshaun Watson news has gone radio silent. Nobody's calling. The Jaguars didn't call, obviously drafted a quarterback. You know, Denver didn't call. They signed Bridgewater. The Dolphins didn't make a move. And now all of a sudden we're getting to the trading deadline, which I think is in about 10 or 11 days in the NFL. We got to drum up some interest right now, and that could be what you're doing. Now, if Deshaun Watson is found innocent, or if he pays money and makes this go away, and just say Roger Goodell slaps him with a 4 or 6 game suspension, teams then might be really willing to say, hey, we'll give you 2 first-round picks. We'll throw in a starting defensive back. Until that happens, you're talking about 22 sexual lawsuits. I'm not saying he's guilty because I don't know, and I always live under the presumption of innocent until proven guilty. But when there's 22 different people saying the same thing about you, something smells real fishy in that argument.
And there's 10 criminal investigations that the cops are also addressing, which those are the serious ones there, because obviously those are the ones that if there's anything to it, it's jail time. Civil, it's money. And obviously if he's found guilty, then now all of a sudden that's another burden for any of these teams, because it becomes a PR nightmare, because you're basically telling your female fans, well, we don't care that we're acquiring a sexual predator. You know what I mean? And that's why none of this makes any sense. That, you know, I get it, man. Teams do stupid things at times.
Oh, yeah.
Our Dolphins have done plenty of stupid things in the past, all of that. But I don't think any of the 31 teams are stupid enough at this point to trade for a guy with a ton of legal issues. I just don't see it.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying. The NFL, unfortunately, has told fans the only thing that they care about is the teams individually winning football games. Tyreek Hill had the stuff with his kid, you know, whether he was guilty or not. Kansas City was like, yeah, we're going to play him. Leonard Little killed a teammate. I mean, think about that. Leonard Little of the Rams literally vehicular manslaughter killed one of his teammates and was back in the NFL and played another 8-9 years.
Hold on. Leonard Little killed a woman. You're thinking about the Dallas Cowboy that killed the teammate and the next week was on the sidelines.
Former defensive lineman. He killed somebody in a vehicular homicide. We were looking it up the other day.
He killed a woman. Okay. He killed a woman. Yeah. The one that killed the teammate was, I forgot the guy's name, but remember Jerry brought him back the following week on the sidelines and all. And we're like, yo, what are you doing? You know what I mean? That kind of
stuff. That's right. Point to that though is
the woman and was back after 8 games.
Yeah, the point to that though is if you can play, you're going to get a chance to play in this league. Ben Roethlisberger, that happened in the state I live in. You know, it kind of got swept under the rug. He did a suspension, but guess what? Ben Roethlisberger came back. My point to that is nobody wants the PR nightmare in 2021. Something happened in 2006. You could trade for Deshaun Watson today, and they go, all right, we're going to let this guy play. I just find it hard to believe that somebody would not only trade for him with a PR nightmare, but pay the price. Houston, Nick Caserio has said, I want 3 first-round picks. He needs to be drug tested because nobody's giving them 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. Not today.
No, and a few second round picks too on top of the three rounders. Oh, yeah, they want a lot, dude.